Have you heard the rumour? We're on the move. You may not believe this, but I spoke to somebody, I think it was only 2 weeks ago, who was a regular attender here, and they hadn't actually picked up that we were moving. So it's always worth repeating ourselves, just in case somebody isn't quite with the plot. And we're now at the stage where a lot needs to happen in quite a short space of time. And while it's very important that we focus on the little details and get them right, it's also important that we don't lose sight of the big picture and we don't lose sight of what God is doing in all of this. And one of the things that comforts me is it's not my plans, it's not our plans, it's his plans. And that becomes quite important often when things appear to be bogging down, to just come back and decide, actually, that's not my problem, that's his problem. And he knew this was going to happen, and he's got a plan. Can I be quiet enough to hear what God's plan is? So in a few moments, I'm going to give you a little bit of detail, not too much, I hope, to bore you. Before we do that, I just want to give you an opportunity to share in the excitement that as directors we're experiencing as we walk this pathway with God and see what he's doing. And I want to tell you about miracle number one, first of all. Last September, we were challenged by our friends in Provision to seek God afresh for clarity on what our purpose was as a church. How would Rugeley be different if Rugeley Community Church wasn't here? And the directors gave themselves to a series of meeting for a whole evening every 2 weeks and just spending a fair amount of that time praying and then just talking about what we were feeling about what God was saying to us. And as we did that, there was a new sense of clarity and sort of a freshness and faith in it that came. It wasn't that God suddenly spun us round and said, now do something different, but it did feel like he was talking to us and challenging us with a new level of faith and a much higher level of expectancy about the impact that we would have on the town of Rugeley. And I think we came out of that period of, was it 12 weeks or something, different people. And what was intriguing was that as that ended and we had down on paper something we felt, yeah, that is what God's been saying, suddenly, out of the blue, we had an offer for this building. Now, you might not feel that's very strange, but actually, we'd been trying quite hard for 3 years to sell this building. In actual fact, when we got the offer, it wasn't even officially on the market because Provision had worked out that we could get as much for it by knocking it down and putting up some flats. So that was a bit bizarre. And then, within less than 48 hours, we'd had an invitation from the County Council to bid for the youth centre. Again, you might think, well, what's unusual about that? What's strange about that? Well, what's strange about it is that poor old Alan had been chasing the County Council, for 2 years, saying, what are you going to do with the youth centre? Go on, have you got any plans for it? And we've been getting zero response. So suddenly there are these two breakthroughs in the space of 48 hours. And you might not think that either of those things are a big deal, but we'd actually been waiting on God. We'd been praying. At the end of that season, suddenly something happened. So for me, that's a miracle. Maybe it is for you. It definitely looks like God. Second one, when we were looking at Key Point, which was over 4 years ago, I don't know whether you realise, but we were expecting we might have to pay £30,000 a year just for the rent on it. And that's for a building that's way outside the town and is about 2.5 times bigger than this. Now, you can see how much our income is in a year, so that would have been a big commitment. And then later on, when we were looking at Unit 4, do you remember Unit 4 plus? No, I mustn't go there. Show me age again. When we're looking at Unit 4 on Power Station Road, which is still a fair way away from the town, and only, that was not quite double the size of this, they wanted £24,000 a year rent. So when I tell you that the community centre is over four times the size of this building, what rent do you think they're going to want for that? Well, I worked out that that near to the town centre, it should be at least £50,000 a year. In actual fact, it's coming in slightly under that at £1 a year. Now, I regard that as a miracle. And every time I think about it, I think, what a fantastic God we have! Because who among us could have dreamt 4 years ago that God would bring us to the place where he would give us the use of a building like that for £1 a year? This is actually quite good news, and you're allowed to look happy. Number three. Now, a lot of this went on behind the scenes, but through November and December last year, the directors worked to assemble and put together this very comprehensive business plan for the centre. And as we were doing that, one of the things we realised was we're going to have to spend a lot of money to get it working the way we needed it. In fact, Provision scared the daylights out of us because they said we think it will need £150,000 spending. Our estimate had been £50,000. Now, who do you think is the more trustworthy? I know who's doing it more often. And that's Provision. But whatever it is, it's quite a big number. And as directors, we looked at that and we thought, well, actually, this is money that's been given to God's work. What does being a good steward of that money mean? And you could argue that because we're getting this building rent-free, actually, we should be able to afford to spend anything on it and not worry about it. But what we felt was, if we're going to sink £100,000 into this building, we don't want to walk away in 5 years. We don't feel that would be honouring to the way in which the money was given. So we said, let's take a step of faith and let's say to the County Council, no, we won't take this on a 5-year lease, but if you give it to us for 15 years, then we're up for it. Thinking, well, we've either blown our chances or God's involved. And towards the end of February, Alan was informed that our bid was accepted. And it was being offered on the basis of 15 years. Wow, now isn't that amazing? But the bad news was, the County Council had the option to end it after 5 years. So they'd given with one hand, but with the other hand they got this caveat, oh, we can just pull the rug from under your feet. So we said, no, that is not acceptable. We cannot work on that basis. Because we were confident that God had been challenging and speaking to us about this, and they said, well, no, that's beyond our pay grade to agree something like that. We've got to take that back to the Strategic Property Board in the County Council. So we said, fine. And they did, and they've come back, and now we have security of tenure for 10 years. So that, again, is miraculous. We have a sovereign God who's able to move in areas of government that we can't get to in order to bring about his purposes. One of the good things about the youth centre is that there's 34 really nicely painted out parking places actually on flat ground for getting into and out of the building, and three of those are really nicely laid out as disabled spaces. So all of that is really good. But actually we're thinking that God is planting us there for a season, quite a long season perhaps. We could easily seat 300 to 400 in that main hall. And if we grew that big, how many car parking spaces would we need? The answer is 137. I just made that up. That's not true at all. But it's probably a lot more than 34. And one of the things we were worried about was that we'd been told that the playing fields were out of bounds. We could never, ever have 1 inch of that to do anything with, to get more parking spaces. So we were aware that there was an issue possibly to do with parking. And then Alan went along to a meeting last week, was it? Seems like months ago. And had an interesting conversation which he's going to come and tell us about.
With picture. Okay. The Environment Agency have decided to do a project on the field, and this is a smaller picture that you can have a look at later. But what they want to do is they want to raise the bank, the green bit that you can see with the the grey snake running through it. It's a raised bank, and the road that you can see just above that. And really, what they want to do is to stop the water going into the town, coming down from the chase and everything else. It's like a weather forecast, isn't it? So I was talking to the environment guys about it and saying, well, will it not create a bit of a basin if you're going to raise that up and then that greyed out area in there? Can I just have that? Oh, the youth centre. Right, the youth centre's here. Yeah. So there's Subway, the youth centre, bowling club. There's the main A51. So they're going to raise this bank here, right in front of the skate park, which is about here. So they're going to create what I thought would be a bit of a mud plain here, because if the water's coming down off the chase and everything else, all the water's going to gather here. But they're going to put some under soil piping and stuff to move it all away. And they said that, quite interesting, there's two specific football pitches around there, and they want to create another two over here. And their words were, we want to create purpose-built football pitches to increase the usage of the field. So I said, okay, where's the additional car parking going to be if you're going to increase the field capacity? And they said, oh, they're expecting the leisure centre to look at their parking. And there was a guy standing behind me from the district council, and he said, no, that's not going to happen, because the leisure centre haven't got the facility or the land to build any more car park space for the field. And considering the field is owned by the county council and this is all district council, it's too political to get involved. And the district council are also looking at putting another AstroTurf area in there as well. So that took out a bit of land as well. So I said, in our interest with the youth centre, and turning maybe the sports hall into a conference facility type thing would increase the vehicles coming into the centre. I didn't actually tell them that we were actually doing that. But I said, well, what about extending the car park around about here, which will give you, I don't know whether you're aware that when the fair arrives in Rugeley, it comes down through the youth centre car park and up a bank here onto this area here. And this becomes a bit of a mud pit in the car park and everywhere else around it. And I said, if you're going to raise the bank there, why don't you just extend it a bit and build a purpose-built car park around this area here, which will alleviate your problem for increasing the traffic for the use of the field here. And they said, we haven't thought about that. That's a really good idea. But obviously in the back of my mind is I'm thinking that we need a car park space here to extend this bit here, so we get more than 34 car park spaces. So they've actually seriously gone away to consider changing their plans to put in that purpose-built car park, which will alleviate our problems in getting everybody there, and also theirs for the usage of the field. So God works in the smallest details as well.
Thanks, Alan.
Okay. So I'm up to four miracles. How many are you up to? Now, as well as the miracles, which I've shared some of the more obvious ways we've seen God has made a straight path for us through some interesting challenges and circumstances. But there's been lots of answers to prayer along the way. And I'm ashamed to admit, I think I might have forgotten some of them. But here's just a couple for a flavour. The plan for putting the bids in was all done on a very set on a calendar. And it all has to be done absolutely to the letter of the law because of it, a county council, and they're open to a lot of scrutiny. And so we knew we had to get our bid in by 2 p.m. on a certain day. If it was a minute past, our bid would have been invalid. And then we knew that we were due to get an answer on the 6th of March. We knew that on a certain date we might have to go and give a presentation. But the first thing we heard after we put our bid in was, no, we're not interested in having a presentation from you. So now, is that very good news or is that very bad news, that we're not interested in what you've got to say? Or you've explained it so well, we didn't know. And there were various other things that went on like that through January and February. And Rich and I actually had a conversation, I think it was on one Tuesday, and we said, I think we need to be ready to say, God, this was your plan. It's not our plan. And if you've got somewhere better, then even though we've put hundreds of hours of work into getting this, we'll accept that that was part of your learning for us. Because, Father, we trust you. And it was interesting that God had been speaking to each of us separately, and we'd both come to this point of, I'm going to say it was resignation, and that sounds slightly more negative than it actually was, but it was to a point of acceptance. And then the following day, we went along to the Stafford prayer time, which was over in Wildwood. It was, wasn't it, last month?
Yeah.
And we were praying for each other's churches, and this was one of the things that we brought up. And they actually joined us in praying that God would open the door for us. Now, this was still 2.5 weeks from when we were due, according to the book, to hear the outcome. And in fact, I think it was that very evening that Alan was informed that our bid was successful and they were going to accept it. So we found out 2.5 weeks early. Now, the really bizarre thing is that afterwards they told us they decided to accept our bid the day after they got it. Now, why? What? How did that work? Why didn't God let us know that day? But there was something. You see, he's doing a lot in us as people in terms of teaching us to trust him and walk with him in this process. So that was an interesting answer to prayer, that after we prayed that very day. And then today, I've been getting to a bit of a roadblock, a cul-de-sac, that I can't make any further progress in the preparations until the county council give me some information. And I thought, I've got to get through to somebody this afternoon and get this thing moving. And I can be quite annoying at times, as you all know, when I get persistent about things like that. So I tried ringing our main contact, no answer to her phone. I thought, oh, yeah, I know somebody else that works in that department. I'll ring them. No answer to their phone. Father, what do I do now? Get on with something else. And about 10 minutes later, my phone rings, and on the line is somebody from the youth centre saying, we've been told to give you as much help as you need in the preparation running up to the handover. So if you want to come in here, we'll sit down with you, and we'll go through everything we've got, any questions you've got, anything you want us to show around, just say. So you see, God moves when we give him the space to do so. If we try and do it our way, then it doesn't always work. So apart from that, it's pretty boring, really. As of this evening, this is what we believe is likely to happen. Now, there are still solicitors working on all sorts of things, and one of the challenges we're living with is this element of uncertainty, that we are not totally in control of what's happening, but we're relaxed because God is. And at the moment, we believe that a week on Sunday will be our last day in here, the 29th of March, and then on the Tuesday, the final day of March, that will be the final Happy Tots in this building. We are supposed to take over the youth centre on the 1st of April. We're okay about doing that, but the county council really need us to do that because all the remaining staff are being made redundant on the 31st of March. And considering that these guys are working out their notice, well, most of them are girls actually, they're being really kind and helpful to us. A real blessing. Philip and I had to call in there one afternoon last week, and one of the ladies said, look, we've marked this box up for Happy Tots because we know that you have a mother and toddler, and we found these things when we were sorting out that we thought you might find useful. And I thought, wow, that is just such a blessing that they've got that attitude towards us. They don't see us as threatening. They see us as people who are coming in to carry on doing something that they were doing for the people of Rugeley and are no longer allowed to. And they appear at the moment to be wanting to make that easy for us. I really thank God for that, because if they'd been obstructive or unhelpful, they could have really made life so difficult. So praise God for that. And then 3rd of April, we can actually open up the centre and have hot cross buns together. And that's going to be the first opportunity that we all get to go and look around the building and say, Father, thank you so much for giving us this. Now what do you want us to do? Because there's going to be that element about it. So get that one in your diaries. I think we said we'd do that at 10 o'clock, didn't we? And we'll probably do that, maybe pray in some of the rooms and seek God's blessing on us and on that building for the benefit of Rugeley Town. And then on the 5th of April, we're going to start our Sunday meetings out of this place. You might have noticed that's Easter Sunday. And because there's not much heating in the big sports hall, and we won't really be very clued up on using the building, we felt it would be good just to take time out and to meet just up the road in Hagley School. I've got a little map that's coming up, which Alan's not quite stolen all my thunder. And it's going to cost us a couple hundred pounds a week to hire the school. It looks like a superb facility. Dave Barnsley went and initially spec'd that out for us and has done a great job in setting that up. We plan to meet there up till the Whitemoor Park Lakes holiday weekend. And then after that, we'll think, can we actually now start meeting in the sports centre? Because the weather will be a bit warmer by then, won't it? In May? Yeah? Yeah, you all said yes. That's okay then. Yeah, being short, yes. So our first Sunday together at Whitemoor Park, Hagley Park, would therefore be the 24th of May. So, and here's a map. At the top right there, you can see the photo of the Globe Island. That's up there, just in the town centre, Rugeley Town Centre, all off to the right up there. For some reason, Google has been misinformed about where the Youth and Community Centre is. We'll have to get that sorted. It's actually that building up there. And you see, you come off the roundabout, up Sandy Lane, turn down Burntwood Lane, and then there's a drive into there to the centre. And the school is just a bit further on there, Hagley Park Academy. So we have the opportunity to now start reaching out to the people of the area that we're going to be moving into. And Andy's preparing something, I think, so that we can do that. So if some of you are beginning to get stirred and excited about that and would be willing to leaflet some houses in the area around there, then we can invite people to come into our Easter service. Here, if I press the right button, with a slightly larger picture there of the youth centre, you can see that big roof there is the main hall, and this is the car parking area that I was referring to. This is how it looks as you drive in. That's the car park. Never seen a car park like that before, have you? And that's the front entrance to the building. On the left is a sliding door. So remember, Good Friday, you have an opportunity to walk through that sliding door to claim your hot cross bun and to pray God's blessing on the building and on our ministry there. On the screen here, we've fixed up the plan on the left-hand side of the youth centre, a little map of the area and the flood scheme so that you can study those over the coming days. But if I just point out some of the key things here, we come in, this is the corner by the roundabout. There's a pedestrian way in here from the footpath and the car park at the back. All of this white area is corridor or circulating space. Green is the main hall. The red up there is the boiler room. You have never seen a boiler that big before in your life. And down the front here is sort of a server room with computers and networking stuff. A couple of offices in pink here. The all-important ladies and gents facilities and a reasonable disabled loo. These pale-coloured rooms are ones that we can use for meetings and which we might be able to hire out to help meet the costs. And down here, this bright red area on the bottom right, bright yellow. Thank you. It does actually look yellow to me. I'm not colourblind. I'm just dyslexic tonight. And that's the day centre. and that whole area is exclusively for the use of a company called Voyage, who operate a day centre for vulnerable adults. They have a staff of about 10 or 11 that work in there, and that number of people come in Monday to Friday from 9 till 4 to be cared for. They're taken out to various events. So they will be our tenant, and they're paying rent for the use of that space. But it doesn't mean that that corner of the building is not available to us to use. And coloured in green, ish, more ish than green, I think, of various storage areas around the building. And then lastly, we have a kitchen here. There are actually a number of walls drawn in the wrong place on that diagram. And the architect that went round with me to do the survey last week spotted those very quickly, which just proves that architects obviously are trained, which is a comforting thought, isn't it? And I am not in the same way. Now, all of this, of course, isn't going to happen. There's a great supernatural element, and we must remember that God is giving us this building. A number of supernatural things are happening in order to make it possible for us to be there, but actually, as with the children of Israel, they still had to go in and possess the land. And I'm now involved in the process of possession, and would love to have some help in some of the things that we're doing. And I could bore you for the rest of the evening by listing all the various details we need to cover, but I promise not to do that. But those areas up there are some of the ones that Andy and I are concentrating on, while others are concentrating on the moving out of this building and various other projects that need to happen in parallel. And there are some things that I would love you to help with. And we're actually looking for a small number of people to volunteer with some specific tasks. If you actually came and said, I'd just like to be helpful generally, if you find something tomorrow, I'd love that as well. But one of the things we need to know is, what are other village halls, community centres charging to hire out their rooms? Because we have to set rates for the rooms we need to hire. And we want to do that in a way which doesn't undercut everybody else and rob God of what's his due. So if somebody was able to find out around the area what's being charged, that would really be useful. We need to create things like a booking form, hire agreements, and procedures for invoicing. Gosh, that's exciting stuff. It really sets the pulse racing, isn't it? But if that's your gift, you can enjoy serving God in that way. And it would be great to have somebody help with that. Once we get the building open, on the very first morning we've got it, we have to get it open and clean, ready for the day centre to come in at 9 o'clock. So we are looking for people who would be willing to be part of the team that would operate the building on a regular basis, really. We're not quite sure how we're going to do that. We're making it up as we go along. But if you think, well, actually, that's something that I've always had in my heart to do, to be there to welcome people as they came into the building, then do come and talk to us about that and see if there's a part you could play. That would also be making drinks. So when somebody comes in and hires a room, we want to give them a trolley with a flask, you know, biscuits and drinks to make them really feel welcome, to know that they've come into a place where the love of God is evident. And hey, I've saved the best till last. You're going to love this one. We need to do risk assessments on all the various things that are going on in the building. And some of you are just so good at doing those that I would feel guilty if I didn't extend the opportunity to you. So, and there's lots of other things we're doing as well. But those are just a flavour of some ones that we could really do with some help with. So thank you very much for listening. There's going to be a question time in a couple of minutes after Richard's just... Cheers. Oh, I've been prompting. Do I want to say something about the purchase side? No, thanks. One of the things that has always been in our heart is that we feel that we would really like to own that land and that building for God. That while we're there as tenants of the county council, they can veto what changes we make to the building. It's still their building and we're just in it, albeit as an official tenant. So in our hearts, there's always been that thought, well, the money that we get for this building, could we use that to begin to make a purchase of that building? Because then we'd have the freedom to knock bits down and rebuild them and do all sorts of things. And if God leads us, you know, in a new direction, we might want the freedom to do that. So the county council said, look, we're offering this on a lease. Do you want a lease or not? And we said, well, okay. So we've gone ahead with that because that's what's on offer. And what they're saying to us is that it would actually be a political decision which is beyond the pay grade of the people that we're talking to make. But if the councillors decided that they'd be better off selling it rather than just keeping it and not getting any rent for it, then it is possible that we could have the option to buy it. So on April the 9th, Richard and I are meeting up with some of the senior councillors within the county council. They're members of Philip Atkins' cabinet. And we should be talking to them and trying to persuade them that actually it would be in the county council's interest to get rid of this potential liability. And here we have a nice group of people who would be willing to take it on behalf of the people of Rugeley and use it for great purposes. And we think that's a good argument, and we're going to start that dialogue. And so it's possible that at some point in the future, and it might take a few months, it might take a few years, we could be in a position where buying that is an option.